Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome to the Bob Rose Show. It is 7:21. It's time for What's Bugging You. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Yeah, it's me, Bob, live and alive. Yeah. All right, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Nick. Man, we went through some serious withdrawal last week, but we're glad you're back. What's bugging me is I give a random call to my brother up in Rhode Island where he grew up. I gave him a call on Sunday. I hadn't really totally followed the Iran situation, but he's one of those total blue Democrat lunatics. And, like, I was just saying hello, and he's like, what did you think about the Trump thing? It was totally illegal. And, like, well, for 40 years they've been spouting death to America and, you know, the river to the sea thing. And he would not have any part of it. He's like, it was an illegal maneuver. And, like, yeah, whatever, dude. Almost nobody was hurt. So that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure that, yeah, that's not the first conversation that's going to sound a lot like that, indeed. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pan. What's bugging you?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I just can't believe that people say that what Trump did was wrong, because I would much rather have to deal with Iran without a nuclear bomb. And that's where we were headed. And if they can't understand that, then they have serious problems. I'm so proud of our military and our president, and people should just wake up and find out what the truth is about what's going on in our country.
Yeah, the kind of negotiations that, you know, previous administrations like Biden and Obama, I mean, they were giving money to Iran. They were, you know, had a deal. But do you know, at the end of the day, that deal would have allowed them to have a certain amount of nuclear, they probably would have gotten a bomb. And that's when, if they followed the rules. Can you imagine the shift in the Middle East? What would occur? I mean, Saudi Arabia would be like, whoa. You allowed them to have a nuclear program. We want one. And then it would just go from there. And now you've got all the Middle East. Talk about a recipe for disaster. Yeah, that would be it. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I read an article a couple of days ago. It was written by a group of psychologists and psychiatrists, and they were basically saying that the modern day, or basically the old timer traditional parents, are handicapping their kids. They don't even know how to order their sandwiches, and that they need to have them go on vacation by themselves and go on subways by themselves at young ages. And I'm like, you know, by the time my kid was 16, they could do the entire grocery shopping, including going to the deli and asking what they need. Going and knowing what you want in your sandwich is not the same as sending your kid to a foreign country. All I'm thinking is Natalie Holloway. There's all kinds of kids that have disappeared and been killed. You know, it's my duty as a parent to protect them.
Right.
So that's what's bugging me. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Look, there's no going back once something, you know, bad happens. Yes. Do you want your kids to have a sense of maturity? Do you want them to be alert? You know, yes. And that's a parent's job to do those things. But to kind of, you know, throw the baby into the pool and go, you know, sink or swim, it might work for some parents, but I would not recommend it. Let's go to Jack. What's bugging you?
All these Democrats, they're saying things about Trump, and then us conservatives are saying, Democrats said this, said that, but we don't believe it. Well, you know what? listen up, conservatives. If you don't believe what the Democrats are saying, don't repeat it and just let it die off.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good theory. I'm not necessarily opposed to that. Or you could, you know, say what they're trying to say and then dismantle it completely, because it's not like the lefty news organizations like CNN and MSNBC and all that are going to see. Here, I guess it boils down to this: we're not afraid to have a dialogue and a conversation. We're conservatives, and in fact, we know that that's how we find a better way forward, by having dialogue and conversations. Now the far left is at a point where, no, they don't want to hear anything. It's so funny that a liberal, the definition of a liberal is open-minded. So they're not liberals. They're far left. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
Trans sports. I don't think I like trans sports.
I like Trans Ams. That's always been a favorite. Do I want men playing and competing with women? Of course not. All you have to do is like sort of measure it in time and space, and you go back, okay, well, was there ever any point like in history that what a great idea. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, I've got a son and two daughters, so I've seen different... I have some perspective in that. No, my oldest daughter, Rihanna, you know, competed at the high school level. Basketball, some volleyball, track for sure. Yeah. They train so hard, you know. Why would you want to take away their wins, their victories, state titles, break records, all kinds of things by biological males? And then there's the whole chance of getting, you know, hurt. It's just crazy. It's just crazy, I say. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up about an hour from now at 8:35, Valor. We shine the light on those who go above and beyond, taking care of us and looking out for us, our first responders and law enforcement. That's coming up. 97.3, The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.